Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, what's up, everybody? I am excited for our interview today. I want to thank Mr. Rick Jansen of eXp Realty for stopping by. We're going to have a great conversation about marketing today. Rick, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Grant, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
So let's dive into who you are, man. Give everybody a little backstory, maybe if people aren't familiar with you. Who are you? How do you get to where you are today?
Sure. I became a realtor in 2002 in Denver, Colorado. Moved here as an attorney with an MBA in marketing. And really just building 6 minutes of my day sucked the fun out of life. Really love helping people with this monster decision they're making of buying or selling, you know, over $500,000 usually in Denver. And I love being out teaching people. And so I've been a realtor for 18 years, pretty routinely sell over $10 million, which puts me in the top 7% in the Denver market.
Love it, man. What would you say are some of your top, kind of markers for success on the marketing side?
Marketers for success?
I said markers, that's my bad. What are some of the top things you do to market yourself there?
Sure. So a lot of, traditionally I've relied on sphere of influence, right? So you like to say 90% of my business comes from happy past clients. And, you know, my goal is to get someone to refer me two deals before we ever reach the closing table. Recently, I've branched out a lot more. Past 2 or 3 years, I've dived into video quite a bit. I produced a YouTube channel, trying to get my name out in podcasts now. And also, you know, exploring Facebook ads and a number of other things, trying to get multiple spokes going.
Nice. So we've got some cool stuff coming up on the video front. So talk to me a little bit about that. How has video impacted your success? And you've got the YouTube channel and so on and so forth. What do you do, you know, with video content that is successful for you?
Sure. So I got my start just kind of trying to do neighborhood videos, right? You watch a lot of people, they say become a neighborhood expert, become hyper local. So I would just go out to a hot dog stand. If I was having a good hot dog at a restaurant, I'd just ask the manager, hey, can I just do a quick little interview of you? I'd push it together on a quick online app like Magisto or something like that, push it together and not really worry too much about the content quality, but really just trying to get my name out there. And once you start building that up a little bit, you start becoming kind of a recognized person in the neighborhood.
Was it kind of like scary the first few times? Because there's a lot of people listening, like, I would never ask a manager if I could record him, but if I was eating a hot dog at a stand, what was that like?
Yeah, it is a little bit, you know, but if you come from a place of giving, you know, like, hey, I'm really enjoying this kebab or this hot dog or the street taco, whatever it might be. If you come from a place of giving and say, look, people need to know about your business. I'm a small business. You're a small business. I'd like to help. Can I help you and produce a free ad for you? Someone get a free video ad, they're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah. What have been some of the best types of content for you, right? So we always teach people, do some about me stuff, the personality, get some educational stuff, some testimonials, some community stuff. What have been some more of, what types of videos have had the most impact, maybe got the most views, most engagement, most business?
Yeah, and that's a great question because you can go down this rabbit hole quite a bit and never get any business, but have a lot of fun producing a lot of videos that get no views.
Yes.
And I was looking recently and a do-it-yourself kitchen cabinet painting video I did with a friend of mine has over 100,000 views. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
And, you'd think like, hey, all these real estate coaching things I'm doing or the about me's or buyer education would have the best hits. But really it came down to this guy sitting in his garage, spray painting his cabinets. We were getting ready to list his house. I said, talk to me about how you're doing this. I just whipped out my phone and started recording it. Really amateur video, didn't have a whole lot of production quality, and the viewers is through the roof.
That's incredible. And it's always those videos you put zero thought in and just throw them out there. And all of a sudden, whoosh, like something takes off and they go off. Cause we noticed, and a lot of the ways that we produce content that are more like professionally done stuff, you know, it was really great, got good views and some good brand recognition help in those ways. But when we would just pull out the phone and whip a video together, the everything seemed to be so much better as a result. The sales were better, the views were better. It's just fascinating to see how in real estate we put so much attention on some of the details that really don't seem to matter that much once videos have actually been pushed out there. And I think that a lot of agents have this mental block where it's like, well, I don't want to do it if it's not going to look perfect. And it's usually the videos that look, you know, quote, perfect that don't ever actually perform that well. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and I was seeing that too, right? So I was trying to start creating these neighborhood videos, and I hired an in-house video editor. If I'm going to be doing a lot of these, I thought maybe I could speed that up. And pushing the content out there was starting to become sort of time intensive. And I'd look at my competition in each of those niches, and sometimes like the city of Denver put something together, you could tell it was 50, 100 grand to put together, and it had like 360 views. And I'm like, why would you spend that much money and get no viewership? And then you look, and sometimes when I'm looking at other successful agents around the country, you look at their behind the scenes video that they did while the professional crew was standing around, has three times the hits of the professional video they paid for.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. People, I think people just want to connect to you, really.
Well, that's definitely true. How has this impacted your brand? How has this impacted your business? What has happened, you know, positive or negative as a result of you, you know, going all in on video content?
Yeah, so I can't really tie one buyer, one seller to someone who said, hey, I watched your professionally made videos. And we do a professionally made video for every listing if it's 200,000 or 2 million. We always bring a professional crew in for that. I can't say that anybody said, hey, wow, I saw that video and now I want you to list my house. Or I see that you really know Washington Park and that neighborhood, you're embedded, you obviously know the people there, so you should help me buy. I can't directly tie that, but what I have seen is when people are trying to validate who you are, right? We don't have a brick and mortar office anymore, you know, and people are like, well, you're kind of intangible, right? Where are you? What are you? And when they look and they see breadth and depth of content, they can see you're sort of a master in your field. It validates you. So when you go on a listing appointment, when you go on a buyer appointment and you're saying, hey, look me up, check me out, and they can quickly, easily Google you, find you on YouTube, find you everywhere else. That breadth and depth of content, if you just push out a piece a week or two pieces a week, will validate who you are and give you credentials that you wouldn't otherwise have. And it might push you over the edge on a listing or a buyer.
I always say that your brand is the relationship you have with the marketplace. And what you said there is so key to the conversion process. Like I could not have said it any better myself. A lot of what we teach is that you generate leads first. When those leads come in, then you start indoctrinating those leads with who you are, what you do, how you help them, those different types of things. And primarily we teach people to do that through video remarketing. So lead comes in, now all of a sudden they're seeing your videos very intentionally all over the internet. And what you said is so true. And we use the word indoctrination. You're basically just teaching people about who you are, what you believe, you know, that you are an actual authority in the market, that you do actually know what you talk about, that there are clients that have had success in working with you. And it's, like you said, validation. It's validation that you actually do know your stuff. You actually are, you know, who you say you are. And I think that, yeah, I just couldn't have said it any better myself. It's a fantastic thing to have video content out there about you, because it allows you to kind of one to many, not necessarily like me and you are having a one-to-one conversation right now. If right now I got videos out on social, and I would imagine you do, where hundreds or thousands of people might be watching those at the same time, there's no other way that you can have that level of communication with so many people who are all building a relationship with you throughout that process. So that's really, that's powerful. That's a key component. When you first got started, did you just go all in, say, yep, I'm going to hire a video guy, I'm going to do it? Or did you just start with your camera on your phone? Like, tell me about how you got started doing videos.
Getting started was really messy. as I've heard from other people, like you have to kind of, one phrase I heard was embrace the suck, right? Because your first videos are truly going to be horrible. I look back at my first stuff on my channel, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, pixelated, dark, bad camera quality, whatever, bad voice.
I've hidden all of my first videos. they're really bad.
But if you can get past that, if you can get past like the shaky hands videos, right? If you can get past all of that, like, you know, you brace it up against the wall because you're like, your hands are shaking so bad because you're nervous, you're sweating, you're doing whatever, the light's bad. If you can get past those, it's a matter of then getting comfortable so that you're not stuttering, you're not stammering, so that you have kind of a pattern, so you don't have to read a script. When we did our listing video, we did that in studio, with a teleprompter. And my goal with that was, when we got to that point, is like, hey, I want to say in 10 minutes what everybody else is saying in an hour, right? You go into a listing presentation, everybody has the same PowerPoint, everybody has the same bell curves, all that stuff. I'm like, we have to stand out. And if you want to say video is the way we stand out, send them a 10-minute listing presentation before you ever get there. Win the business so that when you get to the home, bam, you all, now it's like, hey, I want to focus on the seller. What are your goals? How can I help you achieve your dreams? And why do we stand out? Now make the personal connect. But get the sort of the listing presentation stuff out of the way. When you get up to that quality, then I was going to go professional, right? So we sank some money in a studio on that. But reading a teleprompter and making that sound natural, it's much harder than just being on the street with your cell phone and a gimbal or whatever you have, setting up just a mini tripod. Boom. Don't even worry about the gimbal. It's just a totally different way of speaking to a camera.
I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry about that. That I've always said that selling and closing are two different things. Selling is merely the passing along of information. Closing is actually, you know, negotiating, signing contracts, those types of things. And what video marketing has allowed us to do, a lot of our clients to do, is get the selling out of the way, because people show up and they already feel like they have a relationship with you. They already feel like they have a connection with you. And so that's really powerful. It's really interesting you do that. Did you start to notice big leaps in your success when you started pre-sending over listing presentations like that? How did that go down?
It does make the listing presentation go a lot smoother, right? Yeah. So when we're up against somebody else and you're trying to get the last appointment, and you know somebody else's cousins, uncles, brothers, coffee baristas in there before you, right? and you're trying to figure out like, how am I going to stand out, right? Because they're gonna promise they can sell the home for 30% over Zillow. You know they can't. And you're trying to compete against people who are either inexperienced, or even if they are experienced, you still have to stand out, right? And in a COVID environment right now, and even when we're not, driving by a pre-listing package isn't always an option, right? Sending a courier or whatever, but it's really quick and easy to send a YouTube link. Mm-hmm. You can send it via cell phone, you can send it via email, you can set it up on a drip to auto-respond to a Facebook ad. It's going to give you that advantage, right? Like you talked about, the sell is out of the way. Now focus on the close and the bond. Mm. And one of the things my goals for the rest of 2020 is just do a drip series of videos to follow up on Facebook ads or follow up on something else that we're doing where, you know, when we're moving away from sphere of influence, we're trying to go to cold leads, but warm them up. Yes. What better way to warm them up than video?
100%. And there's a lot of psychological terms, strategies, like there's so many different things. I could go in so many different rabbit holes here with this conversation, but you think about it, it's we always teach people that what you're doing is you're building what we call a parasocial relationship with the buyer or seller. A parasocial relationship is where one person has built a relationship with a character, and a character has no idea the other person exists. It's most common in celebrities, right? So like you like The Rock, or you like Kevin Hart, or you know, whoever your favorite actor, celebrity, athlete might be. You don't actually know these people, but you will blindly, faithfully defend them just through your relationship, your association with a TV show or watching them on TV or those different things. You have that exact same type of psychological effect on buyers and sellers when you use video, because it's how we've been trained since we were all little kids to see things behind TV screens and develop these either love or hate type relationships with these people. And I think that if more people understood the psychological impact of using video, everybody would use it, because whether you feel like you look good, feel good, sound good, whatever, you know, we've all got our own stuff. You are leveraging a certain degree of programming, and in sales, I mean, that's a big thing. Psychology is a huge part of the sales process. And so you're showing up on somebody's door when they have this micro belief that you're a celebrity, because I mean, influencers literally a month before COVID were categorized as celebrities. They think of you as a celebrity on a hyper local level because of how you've presented yourself. And it's so easy to win business when people already feel like they know, like, and trust you because they've built that relationship with you over however long, time that took. I don't know if you've experienced that or not, where people.
Oh, absolutely. I've been building a relationship with you. I've been building a relationship with you for years.
Exactly,
you've been,
yes.
You've been dripping, emailing me and texting me and online. So
I was just going to say,
I feel like I already know you. So it's proof in the pudding.
Yeah. I was just going to say, we got people that come in all the time. Like, well, I've been following you for 5 years. I've been seeing your videos. And like, well, 5 years, what have we been doing? Like, but that's the power. Like, and it's nothing against you. We don't have a ton of like actual me and you talking communication before, you know, up until recently, but that's the power of having those types of systems, right? Is that you can put video in place and let it do all of the hard work for you, which is like an agent's, like this is music to the ears for sure. But.
And some other good advice I heard on that too was really embrace who you are. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Yeah. Don't try to like be all stiff and suited if you're kind of a, you know, t-shirt and tattoo kind of person.
Yeah.
Like if you are who you are on the videos that you put out there and then you become known for that, if you have a wacky sense of humor, you're going to attract clients with a wacky sense of humor. If you're stiff, straight-laced, and type A, you're going to attract type A clients. And so you're going to work with people who you're naturally going to bond with, and they're going to hang out with people that they bond with. So when they refer you to people, it's going to be a more natural fit. I mean, it's really hard. Everybody knows this. It's been in real estate for a while. Like the chameleon act that we do to adapt into any given car situation or home situation to bond with a client, to get that deal across the finish line, can be really challenging, right? Yeah. And if you really want to kind of mirror them and do this and do that, but then you have to worry that this person's got this going on and this person's got this going on, and you're changing hats all the time. But when you let your authentic self shine through on video, you naturally gravitate towards people who you're going to hang out with. You're going to go to coffee with or have a beer with or a burger, whatever your thing is. That's your people. It's great to have those people as your clients.
Yeah. And I think there's so much freedom in that. Perception to me is a prison. I don't think it's like the best thing in the world. I've got many feelings and emotions about this. When you authentically just are who you are, the type of people that are attracted to that start to show up, and you start to develop relationships, friendships, client relationships. Like you start to develop success just simply by being yourself. It's one of the best sales strategies you have. And just FYI, it's legitimately the only difference between you and another realtor, just that there is, because you're the only one that has your fingerprint. And everybody can access the same tool, same camera, same social platform, same lender, same title. Like nobody has any of those types of magic bullets. Like you are the magic bullet. So I really appreciate what you said. If you just go out there and authentically be who you are, that's the number one way to stand out in any marketplace. 100%.
And so the hard part about video, right, is you have to start liking who you are. Right? You have to like, when you hear your voice on a camera, you have to
lost
like
everybody on the podcast. Nobody's listening.
When you hear your voice, you have to learn to like it. When you see your face, you have to learn to like it, because you are who you are. You might perceive yourself differently. Yeah. I hear myself differently than you hear me, right? But when I hear that come through speakers somewhere, I have to realize that's how the world hears me. Like it. That's the way I was designed.
Yep.
Unique and beautiful. There you are. And no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter what you sound like, that is who you are. And people perceive you that way all the time anyway. So it's time that we start perceiving ourselves the way the world does, embrace that, and then you get more comfortable on video.
Yeah, 100%. Or just don't care. Like, or just don't care at all. Like, I don't like the way I sound on videos. I don't listen to my videos back. I rarely ever watch a piece of content I put out there backwards, because I don't like how it sounds. But I know that there's a lot of people that are like that. Like Eric Thomas, one of the top motivational speakers in the world. He's like, I hate my voice. I don't listen to my stuff back. I think it sounds awful. I don't know why anybody would listen to it. But he doesn't care. He puts it out there. So that's great. Look, I appreciate you so much. I know we're kind of running out of time. Give me like the top three. If I'm somebody that's in the real estate business, I want to embrace video marketing. I want to make this a part of my business and brand. What are your top three pieces of advice you have for them?
So do it. Just overcome the fear and do it. Don't worry about, second is don't worry about becoming professional to do it. You know, I think Magisto is like a free software. There's free editing software everywhere. I can upload a whole bunch of stuff, throw it together, and let the system put a video together. Don't get lost in the weeds, because you'll spend 5 hours on a video that gets watched 3 times. So do it. Don't worry about making it perfect. And then just consistency, right? I think one of my biggest faults, if I were to look back at my career so far, is not consistently putting out new product for people to consume once, twice a week. right? But we talk about stuff to people all the time. And if you're going to say the same thing more than once, then record it, right? If you're going to have a buyer presentation, record it. If you're going to answer a question for a teammate, record it and put it out there. Because if it's going to be asked twice, then it'll be asked a third and a fourth time. So other people need it. Put it out there for people to digest and just start running with it. And you'll get better over time. And then fourth, if I may, follow leaders in the field. Really consume content online and observe best practices. I've got a number of people I follow, and you're one of them, where if I weren't following your content, I'd be trying to reinvent the wheel. You guys have already invented the wheel. All I've got to do is figure out like what my car looks like, right?
Yeah. Keith Cunningham calls that the dumb tax. Don't go pay the dumb tax. Just follow. There's been people before you that have done it and done it really well. So just go pay attention to those people. Man, I appreciate the conversation. This was so good. So many great takeaways. And I hope that I appreciate that you coming on here and dropping some value for us. So what's the best way somebody could connect with you if they wanted to connect and learn more about you?
You know, my cell phone, I'm always available. So 303-589-2320. That's 303-589-2320. But if you wanted to check out my videos, you can go to topcloudagents.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Yeah, it's a little Bob Goff strategy there. Just throwing the number out. That's on the real estate agents. I've just given up. Their phone number is out there. Like anybody can get it if they want to. It's not that
hard. And I realize we've been talking about video, so I should probably toss them that way too.
Awesome, man. Well, look, I appreciate the conversation, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much, Grant.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks and have an amazing day.